There is a boot camp for just about everything. So you know they've got a boot camp for politicians.
Everything I tell you today is about gaining power and value in your marketplace.
That's Bob Colt. He owns his own PR firm, and he teaches in the Department of Advertising, Public Relations, and Retailing at Michigan State University. He's just shown that classic beauty pageant clip to his students in a media training workshop.
I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and Iraq...
Know your lines! Say your lines! In spite of the question that's asked.
The students are taking part in MSU's political leadership program, where they'll study all kinds of things: campaigning, economic development, and policy work. As part of the media training, Colt hammers this idea into his students, that style is just as important as substance. He tells them, smile big, dress super sharp. Ladies, that means no on big jewelry. And guys, carry a compact for a quick hit of makeup before a TV appearance. Colt says, just like an actor, know and practice your lines. Then Colt talks about a technique used in interviews. He calls it hooking.
They'll ask a question, well, are you concerned with growing pollution and the state of our environment? I would say, the environment's really important to people in Michigan, but I want to focus on education, and I think we really need to concentrate on...
If a politician, a deft one at least, doesn't want to answer a question, he or she isn't going to.
That's Michigan Public Radio's chief political reporter, Rick Pluta. He says historically politicians have always wanted to control their message. And as a journalist, that's both frustrating and amusing.
But if we're doing our job, hopefully, we're, you know, sort of, you know, winnowing out all of that stuff and making sure that we focus on the issue at hand.
Pluta says journalists ultimately have control of what they put in their stories. But Colt is teaching his students this hooking method so they have some control over what shows up on the evening news.
The research will show that the audience forgets the question. They really focus on what you have to say, particularly if you present it in a passionate, charismatic way.
Colt soon throws his students into the deep end with a mock interview. Today's classroom is actually a television studio, so the students will be filmed in front of a camera and bright lights.
And this will last only a couple minutes because...
Minutes?
A couple minutes, yeah.
Okay. He's mock interviewing Dandridge Floyd. In real life, she's director of legal and labor affairs for Southfield Public Schools. And in real life, she's considering one day running for office.
So I will start by asking you to give me your name and tell me the office you're running for.
Good morning. My name is Dandridge Floyd, and I'm running for Detroit City Council.
Dandridge, why do you want to be on the city council?
Well, I think there are some beautiful things happening in the city of Detroit, and we have some trying times.
The city council's really screwed up, isn't it?
Well, my focus is on rebuilding the city and coming in being more engineering and helping educate.
After the interview, Floyd admits she was nervous, and some of those questions were pretty tough.
And I was able to kind of curb it and bring a positive note into what some of his questions were.
Floyd said the class was useful, and she might even use some of these techniques at her job. But she won't be using them on family and friends.
They probably wouldn't talk to me if I spoke to them every day like this. No, we'll take the lights, camera off, and we'll just go good old down-home conversation.
And it's true. This isn't a very real way of talking. But if this is what politicians are doing to communicate, where does that leave the general public, who have genuine questions about real-life issues and who aren't getting those questions answered? I'm Kyle Norris, Michigan Radio News.